Now to the actual passage that I was given. He told them this parable. No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment and the patch from the new will not match the old. Well, that sounds incredibly obvious. Why would you do that? Why would you cut up a new garment to patch an old one? Unless you were so attached to the old that you couldn't handle the new. Unless you were so connected to what that old thing was that maybe you liked bits of the new, like the patch, and you were prepared to put it on and touch that new garment with that old garment with a patch, so you could keep wearing the old garment but pretend somehow or another that you had somehow invested in the new. You might do that. I think we do that a lot, all of us. We like the comfort of the old. We like the security of the old. We like all the stuff that we've done in the past. But here Jesus is saying, actually, you can't have the new if all you want to do is keep a hold of the old and add little bits of the new to it. It's not possible. No one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. Now, as a person who does rather enjoy a glass of red, yep, good. I've got a thumbs up from Bruce, so anybody who's on a different position, you're out of it now. You recognise that here's new wine, it is part of the development of the wine in order to be the best it can be, is to allow it to continue a little bit of the process of fermentation. And what that does is actually produces a certain amount of gas. It's part of that fermentation process. And if you put new wine into old wineskins, which are brittle, it will burst the skin. And so you won't have that. They're not flexible. They're not going to make that work. So here what you've got is, I want all the new wine, but I want to make sure that it's all in my old wineskin. I'm not comfortable with the idea of throwing out my old wineskin. I like it. I've used it for years. Why would I let go of it? And Jesus goes, you can't have both. You cannot have all of the new and all of the old. Not an option. It's not how it works. No, he says, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. So if we genuinely believe, I do, I can't make all of you believe this, that we're undergoing a reformation in the way that we do communities of faith together. If we genuinely believe that, then I actually believe that down the track, and it may take us a while to work out how this works, church will look different. It will look a little bit uncomfortable for some of us. I'm actually part of a thing called Project Nexus. You can have a look on the web, projectnexus.org.au. But it's actually a leadership development program that is premised on a really simple idea. And the simple idea is that some of the things that we have, including church, but it might be organisations of any kind, ministry organisations, etc., have a ramp-up life, a life of excitement when the vision's being fulfilled and everybody's enthusiastic about it, and it ramps up. But at some point or another, it tends to flatline, to plateau. simply because people have become comfortable with it. They're like the way it operates. They're not constantly on the edge seeking for the next new thing. And unless that plateau, they can then go, okay, what is the next space? Where can we take that next thing? And it starts to go back up again and everybody gets enthusiastic. People just stay comfortable. And what happens if they stay comfortable is that that organization starts to decline. But if we're willing to take the risk and go, there is a new thing happening, and we're willing to support the beginning of that, to encourage people who are part of our group, in this case, our faith community, to start exploring that new thing. And we work together alongside each other for a while, recognizing that the new thing and the thing that has been there forever may have different futures. But at some point, the new thing gains that momentum and crosses over the line that the old thing is starting to decline, and offers to the community, to the organization, to the church, the possibility of engaging with that new thing that they've seen developing as part of it. I'd love to see all churches be involved. Project Nexus is actually sponsored by a church called Edwardstown Baptist Church in Adelaide. The elders of Edwardstown Baptist Church, being very honest, several years back said, our model of the way we do church only has a maximum 20 years of life left in it. We can't keep doing this and assume that God will be released into our community with the way that we're doing it. So they started a new thing. That new thing starting to bear fruit right across this country. In a couple of musicians, in a person who's passionate about new mums with difficulties in relationship to their parenting, church communities, in a radical on the edge church community in Geelong that basically is founded around feeding the needy in that community. And if you've ever been to Geelong, it's an interesting place. It's one of those bipolar cities, would be the best way of putting it. It's starting to see stuff in that space because a church called Edwardstown Baptist Church recognized that you couldn't put new wine into old wineskins and went, how about we make it possible for some people to come up with some new wineskins and go there? Jesus actually gives us a warning at the end of this passage. He says, no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for they say the old is better. Is he safe? Who said anything about safe? Of course he's not safe, but he's good.